If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Gas prices are down. You don't need me to tell you that, but Mario Spina's on a phone line. He's the owner of Parent Petroleum. And if in the suburbs you see those pride stations, those are his. Hey, Mario, you're on WGN. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing real well. Since gas prices are low, well, what is the average price at your stations, Mario?
It varies in the area, but I mean, we're probably sitting around $1.80, $1.90 a gallon right now.
Wow. I was in the city and I paid over $2 a gallon. Why is there such a price fluctuation? I've seen $2.50 and people are sending me pictures of 89 cents. What's that all about, Mario?
Well, it depends on the area. Every county has a different tax that they can add on. Every local city, some local cities actually add on per gallon tax. Recently this year, the state motor fuel tax doubled from 19 cents to 38 cents a gallon. So it depends on the local municipality. It depends on the competition in the area. There's a lot of factors.
You told me off the air, let me see if I got this right, that some people, because the price is so low, but some of those taxes are fixed, that they're paying more at the pump on taxes than they are on fuel. Is that correct?
Yeah, currently, with the market we're in right now and crude dropping, it went negative on Tuesday. I believe it was Tuesday. This week's gone by so quick already. The actual cost of fuel is lower than the taxes on every gallon of gas you buy. Some taxes are fixed for fuel. They also have motor fuel, the motor fuel tax is fixed, but there's also sales tax. There are other taxes embedded in that cost of gallon of gas. So currently right now, the cost of fuel is less than the taxes on that gallon.
I'm just going to pause and live with that thought for a minute. I don't know if that's good or bad. Taxes are how we fund the roads and things. We still need them. But the cost of fuel, at the end of the day, that means you're not paying much at the pump. So are you making any money then?
You know, the margins per gallon are not bad right now. If cost of fuel goes up, cost of fuels go down, prices adjust on the street as well, for the most part. The problem is there's not many people on the road. Since the stay-at-home order came in on Saturday, March 22nd, I believe, our fuel volume's down about 50%, and that's pretty standard, especially in a lot of areas and even different states that have had the stay-at-home orders put in place by the governors.
Right.
So right now, it's great that the fuel price is lower. We pay less in credit card fees because credit card fees are based on percentage of the sale. So that's great, and also there's more money in customers' pockets because they don't have to pay as much per gallon, but the problem is there's just not a lot of people on the street buying fuel right now.
So your gross is down. You're making half as much money because you're getting half as many customers, but on every gallon you sell, you're still making money. So you're not losing money. You're not making as much. Is that a fair kind of assessment? Have you had to lay people off, for instance?
No, we haven't had to lay people off, fortunately. That's been a benefit. We sell fuel, obviously, at our gas stations, and then we also have, we call it inside sales. It's basically everything outside of car washes and fuel sales. The inside sales is, the typical items you buy inside a convenience store. We also have three different restaurant concepts that we have in different locations, depending on the area.
How's business there?
Fortunately, we've been maintaining those sales pretty well. We're only down 4%. Since the stay-at-home order occurred, which is good. Typically, we've heard in other areas that people are down as much as 30% in inside sales, so we've been pretty fortunate on that aspect. But it's been trying times. We've been keeping our staff busy and sanitizing the stores and going around and wiping down the pumps and making sure that not only they feel safe, but our customers feel safe when they're visiting our location. So when you lose 50% of your fuel sales, that hurts. But luckily, we've been able to kind of rough ahead and still keep our staff employed and still be operational for business.
You know, it might be minor, but even the people who are driving, like I'm driving downtown every day, but there's no traffic. So I don't need, I'm using about half as much gas as I usually use.
Right. Your commute's shorter.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's just not people on the roads right now because people aren't going to work, and I mean, they're staying at home. So, and that's good to help with the pandemic we're in right now, but it's just it's just a shame that people can't take advantage of the lower fuel prices because they're just not driving as much.
I know. I want to swing by, get a bunch, put it in my bathtub. I don't know. Just hang on to some of
it. Store it on. Yeah. Well, you can come by and get a bunch of food if you want.
at the Pride stations throughout the area. It's nice to meet you. I'm out of time, but let you and I visit once in a while, Mario. You know your stuff, both as a wholesaler and as a retailer. We'll talk to you down the road, and we appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too, too. You do, too. Mario Spina is the owner of Parent Petroleum. You see the Pride stations throughout Chicagoland.